At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus prayed this prayer: O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. I seem to have spent my life being surrounded by children. When I was 9 years old, my mother gave birth to twin girls, much to her surprise. No one had mentioned to her the possibility of twins until she gave birth. From then on until now, I've almost always had children around me, whether our own three children, our foster daughter, or friends' children who my wife has been looking after. I thank God for this blessing and dare to think that it's helped me to understand Jesus' insistence that the only way to enter his kingdom is by being childlike. I don't believe that Jesus was in any way belittling the blessing and importance of being wise and clever. His point is that wisdom and cleverness by themselves will never lead to spiritual wisdom. Indeed, they can often obstruct the path to the kingdom of God by making a person arrogant and self-confident. The person who is childlike knows that they don't have all the answers, and that is central to humility. Only as we come to God with empty hands and a willingness to go on an adventure with him is he able to work in our lives. Some while ago, our foster daughter acquired some caterpillars. The pleasure of seeing them turn into cocoons was something in which we all shared. To see them completely change in nature was a matter of delight for all of us. And then after a few days in a state of apparent lifelessness, our foster daughter squealed with joy when one by one they turned into beautiful butterflies. One sunny afternoon, we all went into the back garden and released them. It would be possible to give a long scientific explanation of what happened, but that could easily miss the sheer wonder of the process. It takes a childlike spirit to enter into the amazing miracle of life and growth. I think that's what Jesus was getting at. We need to be humble enough to see the amazing miracles that God is doing in our world every single day. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you need to become more childlike? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, help us to be humble enough to look at life with childlike eyes. Joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope, in Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.